Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Welcome to the Better on Draft podcast. This is your host, Matt Bush. Yes, we have hijacked the show. We have kicked out the hosts, and we have taken over.
I'm here still.
Matt.
Yeah, but it's just you, Nick. You're only here.
I'm only half a person.
Exactly. Well, you made the short joke, not me.
That's because you've been hearing short jokes for, like, most of your, well.
Most of?
Life.
I mean, you were supposed to be short.
All of
kid,
your
right?
life. Then you just—it's just natural.
Absent
just
the first couple years because you were a little person, anyways.
God,
right?
You suck.
Oh my god!
All right, so the show's already off the hinges.
No.
We're not there yet.
No, we'll get there, but you know, it'll progress.
Well, as you guys can probably hear, we have a sick little bear across from me.
Hey, I'm all right.
But you're sick.
Rob's a little bit under the
weather today. A little bit of a head cold. Been dealing with it for a couple days. It pretty much started the day that the furnace went out.
Oh, shit.
And I pretty much spent a good half hour with a multimeter messing around with capacitors and wiring and stuff and whatnot.
Did you rewire the flux capacitor in your house?
In fact, I did. No. I had some help and pretty much a friend of a friend helped out and just pretty much through text. We did a little temporary fix, got it working that night, and then in the morning he showed up with a brand new motor.
Nice.
Put that sucker in there, and we have heat, so we're not freezing. The animals are not freezing. The kids can come back from the grandparents' house, and everybody will
go.
Be happy.
It's bitter cold out there today too.
Yeah,
so today would have been a really bad day.
Yeah,
to have
it
no
was.
Heat.
It was worth all of the $365.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Well, he gave me a pretty good deal because that was including labor and the motor. Normally sells for $450. So
freaking motors, man.
Well, so what do you have in your cup besides some lean?
And
oh boy, now we're derailing.
Well, I mean, it would be natural to have some cough syrup in your cup if you're sick.
Well, so. I mean, if that was the case, shouldn't I have two cups?
It should be styrofoam too.
It should be styrofoam too.
So,
exactly.
Yeah,
so
that was my mistake.
Yeah, some Robitussin.
You need to you know check that. Basically drinking some Whistlepunk Double IPA from Sebago Brewing Company.
Sebago.
I believe they are out of Gorham, Maine.
Maine.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's.
I mean, there's something that actually happens in Maine. Sorry, people that listen to Maine. In Maine.
Wow. There's a lot Mainers. Of things that wow. happen in Maine.
You can tell Maine? That I've never been to New England.
Do you know Maine
before.
Is the only state in the union that is only one syllable?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah,
you should
head up to Portland out there. It's actually a pretty decent town.
Portland, Maine.
So the other part of the Lollipop Guild, Nick, how was your week this
gonna
week?
I'm going to kick your ass later.
Here we go.
I'm doing good. Didn't have quite as the exciting week as Rob. I did have to have my windshield replaced.
Oh,
that sounds very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And safe light took, repair. Slave,
actually,
safe
it was
replace.
Safe light that came out to do it. It took them 2 days to do it.
Wow. I thought they come out like within the hour.
Well, I was supposed to have it done. Tuesday, and then we had the snow, and they said,
oh, weather was bad. I thought it was like 30 minutes or free, like Domino's used to be.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Where'd that
wait a minute. This is windshield.
I've never heard of that.
You press the app, the dude shows up, he sends you a picture. I thought that was
what? Life. They never even showed it because it was snowing.
Well,
you make it sound like it's the dash button from Amazon.
And then on Wednesday, and then they came Wednesday and they were done in like less than an hour. So
I mean, they make it seem so much easier. On the app.
No,
you press
it's
the button
not.
To show up, like, kaboom.
It's not that easy.
So we should assume for false advertising.
You're pretty much just going off of, you know, a commercial, you know, like a Whopper. Yeah. Supposed to look exactly what it looks like in a commercial.
I said it's just a little couple pieces of shit squeezed into a bar.
Yeah. I mean, just getting in the wrapper and just, you know, get the guy at hell.
I'm just glad I did not have to pay $265 for it all. I only had to pay like $100.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Mm. That works. Yeah. And what do you put in your face all at the moment?
Besides these spicy nacho Doritos?
I think those are a must at this point. Yeah. I'd be chewing on some Funyuns right now, but I had to talk. So.
Man, you and Funyuns are starting to be synonymous with Dan and his King Cobra.
Me and some Funyuns. Actually, I think I ate the studio out of Funyuns.
They did restock, so you might want to check. Geez.
I'm rolling my hands
Nick,
like a
got?
I got myself a cup of autumn maple from the brewery.
I have a delivery from the brewery that will be showing up hopefully tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Is that someone in the family?
Yeah, yeah. I got a brother who lives out in San Fran, so he is sending a box that should have hopefully two bottles of Black Tuesday.
Oh, damn.
So.
So, well, that's the that's the extent of our skeleton crew here today. But we do have a fantastic guest, a two-timer.
Yes.
Who was just in here about a month ago, even.
Not even. I was like, what, two? You might want to turn her mic on, dude.
Number eight.
Rob, you told me eight's
thought,
up.
So. No, I said I thought she check, might check. Be on seven
oh, no,
or
she
eight.
She might be
she's
on
seven. Eight,
no, so she's on seven, actually.
Go ahead. Oh, it's come
still,
on, Matt.
Still
Let's do it again.
It.
Let's do it again.
Keep trying, man.
No, they're both up at this point. Do you have just, eight by chance or just, six by chance? Do you,
just turn them all up and just see
yeah.
what happens.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're,
here's
check.
Oh, hey, there we
one
go.
One of those works, so we're just going to keep going from that.
Slide over.
All right, slide over to the other mic.
Pauline, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
We're gonna let her get situated since I royally dropped the ball because I listened to Rob.
Oh wow!
You should have done a mic check when she was sitting here the whole time.
Well, Pauline is from Fermenta.
Hello.
Also of shorts. Let's get that a little bit close to your face.
Is that better?
It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear myself, but
maybe
everyone
else
can.
There we go.
Turn the mic up.
I'm gonna turn you up.
Turn it up.
Now, Paul, I'm going to give you a proper introduction, unlike Ken likes to do, if he's hearing that. So, Paulina from Fermenta.
Fermenta.
Okay, I can't even do that, so drop the ball. Maybe that's why Kevin never does.
You haven't even said what episode number it is yet.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
We'll come back to that later.
So, Fermenta is the... Tell us about Fermenta.
Fermenta is a... nonprofit for Michigan women it's a nonprofit trade group for women who are in the fermentation craft industry, both professionals and those who are either seeking to get into the industry or just truly passionate and want to be more educated about the industry.
Is it kind of like the draft divas that are here in Detroit almost? Kind of like they're kind of like a social group. Kind of, can you explain like what kind of work that you guys have like done in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. A little different than Draft Divas. Draft Divas are, I guess I can't totally speak for them because
no, that's
I only
fine.
Know a little bit, but I know they are slightly more social focused.
Mm. As Rob's knocking microphones over,
I was going to let him do that in silence.
But a little bit more social focus, but also very interested in learning more about beer and the beer industry. Fermenta specifically is more geared towards professionals in the industry. Different than Draft Divas. Draft Divas, you don't necessarily need to pay a membership to be a part because we are a functioning nonprofit. You do actually have to have a membership, and that membership goes to not only running the nonprofit, but we have scholarship opportunities.
Oh, really?
So, like, for example, we sent a woman from Jolly Pumpkin to go to the Michigan Brewers Guild Conference. And so it's very education-focused, and then we do larger events throughout the year across Michigan.
So this is like a professional organization.
Correct.
If you had to define it, being an engineer, there's a lot of professional organizations, you know, based on what discipline of engineering you're in. This is one especially for women that are in, like you said, that want to get in the industry or just have a passion about the industry, because you don't necessarily have to be in the industry per se to have, you know, a passion or be, you know, or work for it, basically.
Yeah, so it's actually really interesting. We started as 100% we were going to just go towards professionals because the group of us who started it all worked in the industry. Mm-hmm. And as we started just getting some media about it and information out there, we actually had a lot of people who actually weren't professionals reaching out to us and asking if they could be a part of it. And there was no reason to not have those two groups. So we actually kind of have like multiple tiers of membership, professional and non-professional.
So is it just, it's not just people that are in like just brewers. I can't talk today.
They're fermenters now.
We're fermenters. But
we are, yes.
When you were here last representing Shorts, you talked about your sales. So is there, it's not just people that are brewing, but
exactly.
There's salespeople, anything that's involving the
correct.
Beer, or is it just limited to beer, or is it distilling involved? Is there people involved with that?
So we, it is geared, I would say majority is beer just because Michigan is clearly such a beer state.
Yes.
However, fermented.
That is changing.
It's great. And actually, distilling is popping up like crazy right now.
Yep.
And so it is not just geared towards brewing. It is, beer, wine, mead, spirits, cider. So we do cover everything.
Okay.
However, if you looked at our membership list, majority of people are in beer at the moment, but we're hoping to change that.
Is it kind of like a slow going, trying to get everyone involved kind of thing? Are you seeing a lot of people from outside of the beer coming in, or is it just kind of like trickling little by little?
Yeah, we're seeing little by little. Definitely working on getting more people in the distilling area mm-hmm. in, just because on a selfish reason, the people who started it, we were all in beer, but we wanted to learn more about these other
right.
industries. So that was actually a huge reason why we're like, there's no reason why it needs to only be
it's
about beer.
It's interesting that you bring up the point about trying to get more people that are in the distilling industry into Fermenta and to be a part of it, because and I know, Rob, you could attest to this with your time with 2 James and volunteering.
Those, 2 James.
2 James.
That those, love 2 James. Shout out to 2 James.
We had them on back when we were in the old studio.
In the old studio. Yeah, some of the guys are already long gone.
Really?
Eric Morningstar, the guy who basically was the head distiller, I believe he is in New Orleans now.
Oh, shit.
With another distillery.
Oh, man.
So it's like completely different management now.
Right. But with your time, but when you volunteered and you see craft distilling in Detroit, we'll focus in like the Tri-County area. They're starting to pop up more, not frequently, but every time you pop up social media, you find out, oh, there's a new craft distillery.
Yeah, it's actually pretty amazing right now in Michigan.
I didn't think of Detroit or Michigan, for that matter, as a distilling state. We've been so accustomed to beer becoming the thing here mm-hmm. over the last, oh, I don't know. Help me out, Rob, Matt. How long?
Geez. For
20 years?
At least the last 20 years.
20 years. It's 2017, so this beer thing's been going on for 20 years.
Right.
And now distilling, you have the cideries popping up. You would probably think this is a very exciting time for fermenters in general. She's laughing at me. It's like
so, fermenters. Well, yeah, I mean, Michigan's a perfect state. I mean, when you talk about cider, we have great apples. So
oh, yeah.
Your cider
absolutely.
I know, to me, distilling and anything in just our industry as a whole is so industrial, which mm-hmm. obviously goes back to just the history of Detroit.
Yeah.
So
do we have cars or something?
Really nice.
I think we invented cars or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The flying machine.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny you mentioned about the history of Detroit. I know. I started reading a book on the history of Detroit. I'm only like a chapter.
Now I know you're lying.
What do you mean?
You said you were reading.
I am reading.
So, Pauline, let's talk about Fermenta. So with the membership, do you guys participate in events? Do you guys hold meetings around places? Do you guys go as a collective to do things? What kind of activities is Fermenta involved with?
Yeah, so there's a range of events. One thing that's really unique about our group, and it is great and also comes with its challenges, is that we decided to be statewide. So it's not focused on a regional area within the state. And why that's obviously difficult is because Michigan's quite a large state. And so even just Grand Rapids to Detroit to, to up north, there's a good distance there. And so working with getting women together has been a little bit of a challenge. So how we've decided to go about it is once a year we do what we're calling our anniversary party. And it's usually in the middle part of Michigan. Last year it was in Lansing. And that is more of an opportunity for everyone to come down. We've had some really great keynote speakers, professional women in the industry who have really helped lead and change the industry, not only in Michigan, but also nationally. And then we do quarterly events. So actually the one that's coming up next is at the end of February, and it's going to coincide with the malt and hop. I'm sorry, I always say malt and hops. Hop and barley conference that's going on in the Detroit area. So it's actually going to kick it off. And instead of being geared towards farmers and suppliers like the barley and hop, that this is actually going to be geared towards distillers and brewers who want to use more Michigan malt. So so that will be obviously anyone can come to it. Public can come to it. You do not need to be a Fermenta member. We have male members who are supportive of us. We have plenty of men who show up at these events. So it is not only women. And so that will obviously be geared towards the southeast area just because of location. So pretty much every quarter we rotate where we are.
And you just received some sort of grant through the state about with that. So do you want to give us kind of a little bit of feedback of what that was and what you'll be doing with it?
Yeah, so that's actually something we're really excited about. And an area we want to move more into as kind of our future of Fermenta's getting even more involved in the industry on a deeper level. And so we partnered with a New Growth Associates and Michigan State Extension Program. And they received, we were kind of helping be a financial sponsor to those two organizations. And so they received a grant to do winter barley research for Southeast Michigan. So they want to, this coming winter and then next winter, we'll do different trials with farmers in the Southeast area because we want to be able to grow more barley that is actually made for beer and grown for beer and not necessarily feed.
Is it just me? Maybe you guys, table question for everybody. Is it mainly, are these breweries buying a lot of stuff from out of state mainly because no one's really taken the time to do the studies as to whether we can do it here in Michigan?
I don't think so. I mean, what is it? Is it like Oregon is like the greatest hop production in the country?
If for hops is concerned,
it's right across. It's the Willamette Valley right across those mountains because of how the sun kind of comes up in the water. Mm-hmm. If we ever get to shoots on, they'll kind of give us the whole point. But at the same rate, we've talked, like, there's only a few hop farms in Michigan.
Yeah.
And I guess we're studying now to figure out if we could produce barley here now. Now, when you say winter barley, is that barley that's grown in the wintertime?
Yeah, so it's actually a different type of barley. So it would just help increase yields and the availability of this of the species of barley. And so what's actually, when you guys asked about, like, why are we not buying as much as producers, I think a lot of it, some of it is just recognition of knowing what's available, because even through this research now and kind of getting to understand the malt industry, I didn't even know how many maltsters there actually are in Michigan. Like, it was actually kind of surprising. There were more than we thought. So I think part of it's awareness, which they're working on. But I would say a big part, especially like my perspective with Shorts Brewery, is we try to buy local, but the volume's not there yet.
So you could do like small batches if you needed to get like something quick and you didn't want to wait for it to come halfway across the country, or in some cases for some of the brewers in the state halfway around the world, Michigan would probably be like one of those cases until, like you said, the volume came up.
So when you say winter barley, I mean, I drive quite a bit and I see all these empty cornfields right now that, I mean, is that where we're going to be putting and harvesting winter barley? Is it literally something that goes outside? I have no agriculture basis. Is this going to be in a barn in a greenhouse because of these crazy Michigan winters we get? Or is this going to be something that's
fucking Michigan winters?
I think we need to bring in Michigan State and New Growth Associates for an episode so they can dig deep in
bring them out.
Are we going to grow?
I'm the professional on the Fermenta side, and I feel like I'm just starting to become educated on what this winter barley is going to look like. So we're going to have to call them up.
Well, like I said earlier, this is a very, very exciting time for Michigan. And when it comes to the beer industry, because not only do we have these great number of breweries that are in distilleries and cideries in the state of Michigan, but it's also now you're elaborating on the point that now we're starting to become maybe not a focus area, but starting to work towards that in possibly trying to make the industry better in the state of Michigan, make it a lot more cheaper for these guys to go out and, you know, make beer and make the good product that they're putting out, that sort of thing. So, you know, to be a part of that, I think that's really exciting. I don't know about you guys, but
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting. Yeah. I mean, Michigan's such an agriculture
focused
state.
Well, compared to what, back in the 20s and 30s
and, I mean,
when it was automotive, and look how that
anything we do
out.
Will kind of easily move into the rest of the bread belt, if you will, the Indiana's, Iowa's, Illinois, Ohio. So it's really about probably just making more supply of the ingredients for beer to maybe bring the cost down a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're not fighting over the same.
When, you know, talking to like Michigan State and New Growth Associates, what they're, you know, finding is that they have, like Michigan, we have the space, we have the land. I mean, even like with, you know, hops, we're on, especially northern Michigan, the 45th parallel. I mean, that's like perfect for hop growing and right on kind of that same parallel as Germany, which is also great for hop growing. And so Michigan has the foundation for this barley, but a lot of it is it's so new to farmers to take the risk to change their crop has been really difficult to get people on board with that. And they're so, you know, which it's hard to take that risk. In general, as a farmer, you're already taking a lot of risk.
Oh, right. Yeah, so absolutely.
With weather, everything being uncertain, you have no idea what's coming up.
So that's hard. So then to say, like, okay, let's also change your type of barley.
Right.
But, you know, so they're also trying to convince this group of farmers that there is an industry out there that wants local malt.
Okay.
And so it's kind of interesting. It's two sides of, you know, both that risk, but also convincing them that Michigan wants local.
I'll switch gears for a second. Now, Fermenta being a, you know, group for professional women in a market that's dominated probably by mostly males. I don't think there's any disagreement in this room.
Well, not any longer.
Well, not any longer. And that's where I'm leading into the next question before you rudely interrupted me. Mr. Soundboard dude
Can I finish?
That's my Ross Perot. Anyway.
All right, I'll
finish. damn you. Do you think like groups like Fermenta and we'll bring up the Draft Divas again, the Detroit Draft Divas. Do you think these kind of groups are kind of trying to break down the wall of the stigma of it being a quote unquote male dominated industry? Do you think that, you know, things like that are kind of happening right now and how they're shaping up to be?
Yeah, I would actually say, I mean, I have limited experience because I've been in the industry now for almost 4 years, so a decent amount of time, but not obviously crazy long. And when into the industry, things were already progressing and changing.
Right. But I think on top of that point, I think these last few years have probably been some of the biggest years of growth in the industry. So I think you probably got in that right at the right time.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I wanted to throw that in there too.
No, you're right, and that's what I was going to say. Like, I think I've also been very lucky to jump in, especially as a female in the industry right now. But with a lot of the women that I work with, they've been in the industry 15 plus years, 20 years, so they have a different perspective than I do. And I think why this group was really important to them, because they were truly the minority. Like, we are the minority now, but you were really in the minority.
Yep.
But it was really interesting because when we kicked this off, one thing that I was really worried about and always want to make sure we stay conscious of is that the point was not to create this group so it came off as being more exclusive.
Sure.
Because it's really easy to do that if you're saying, like, this is for this group, this is for the minority.
It's almost like a deterrent almost.
Yeah, it is. And it's really difficult to get over that hump.
Sure.
But what's really interesting is we found, one, we do open our doors to men and women. You do not have to be female to be in it. But really the whole point of our group is to provide additional educational opportunities to encourage more women to get into the industry. And so the idea is not this, like, you know, men versus women. It's more of, we see that the population's 50-50. More women are becoming beer drinkers.
Yep.
And so you need that perspective. You need, you know, it's like any industry. There's plenty of industries out there, especially in the tech world, that are very male-dominated.
And that's where I was going to go before I was kind of rudely cut off by Nick, was today's news that Laura Bell was just named CEO of Bell's Brewery.
Oh, wow.
What kind of statement do you think that says to groups like yours or just the females that want to be part of the beer business that now arguably one of the largest craft beer establishments is now run by a woman?
Thanks for taking away from my news, by the way. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. It was not. I did not have that news today. I'm just kidding.
No, it's huge. It's fantastic. It there's no doubt that it helps move the industry forward. Just in general, it shows that the industry is a progressive industry. It's extremely exciting, especially when you take Bell's, which is not only Michigan's largest brewery, but a huge force in our region in general. Mm-hmm. And Laura Bell's always been a really important figure in the Michigan, you know, beer history. So I'm excited for her. I think it's going to be fabulous for our industry and for the future. And it's it'll just be interesting to see even these next couple of years, because mm-hmm. one thing that a lot of people notice is there's a lot more women when you come to like the sales and marketing side.
Yeah.
But the actual physical of the brewing, the cellaring, that's where we still see more room to grow.
Right. And we've been fortunate to have a couple female brewers on the show in the past. Unfortunately, I've never been here.
Or fermenters. Oh, Unity Vibrations was here. I mean, they're a kombucha, but they're
still kind of a fermenter.
It's still part of the same game, you know?
But I wanted to kind of lighten up the room. I read quite a few of your blogs on fermentamichigan.org.
Org.
Just to plug. It's F-E-R.
It's a nonprofit, so yes. The org.
But we made it. So it could be a .com. It still goes to .org.
Good to know.
But in just under 2 weeks now, we have Valentine's Day. And one blog that you wrote specifically talks about beer and chocolate. It's got your name on it.
Not a bad combination at all.
But it talks about how beer and chocolate come from the same grain built. And that it's a perfect pairing with beer and chocolate.
Which it is a perfect pairing. You're freaking me out because I can't figure out what blog this is that I supposedly wrote.
She told you, Matt.
It might have been posted by
Pauline. But it might have been posted by me. But so, I can't believe
I just totally made you the author of an article which you can't even recall, which is perfect timing for me.
Hashtag alternative facts.
I mean,
okay, we can talk about beer and chocolate.
It's like the beer and chocolate massacre.
Let's go back to the education part. You guys have a scholarship.
Yes.
How does that work? How do you guys give that out? Like, what are you guys looking for in someone into giving that? Because you know we're doing a scholarship here. I'm better on
that. Yeah. Any tips for us?
Yeah. Give us some tips to us.
Good question, right there. We're about to give away $2,000, and we're just sitting here just throwing ideas out. Like, all right, should we just let somebody come up with just some funky video, write an essay?
Is it a video to join like a reality TV show?
Something like that.
I hope not.
We're actually going to kick off one of the hosts, and whoever makes it on gets the scholarship. We haven't told him who it's going to be yet.
I swear, since we're talking about short jokes today, I'm going to come over there and bite your ankles there, dude. Pauline's about to spit out. What is that, coffee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to get ready for my drive.
It's a long drive.
So how do you give this?
I feel like this isn't going to be as exciting as you guys want it to be.
It's good. Just keep going.
Let's see. Well, when we decide what the scholarship is, which determines how we're going to give it out, if you guys have one, but if you do this more in the future, we have three levels of scholarship where it's more just us breaking it down and what type it is. So we have, I think it's continuing education.
You got a beginner entry level.
So that would be something like someone's very new to something.
Yeah.
And then we have a conference, like conferences.
So that would be like the
certification.
That'd be like the Michigan Brewers Guild conference.
Yep.
Certification, I'm guessing, would be the certification program at Schoolcraft, I think. Is that a certificate or is that a degree?
I believe that's a certificate. Okay. I thought it was a certificate.
Yeah, is it a certificate? I think they're still building towards a degree.
But they actually, side note, I just went to their very first beer dinner at Schoolcraft.
Uh-huh.
So they had their brewers obviously do the beer, and then their students in the culinary program make the food, and it was wonderful.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Shout out to Schoolcraft. They're doing a fabulous job.
Good. Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on what type of scholarship, but we broke it down so we have like rubrics practically. Mm-hmm. So just think back to when you were in high school writing essays.
What are you talking about in high school?
That's work.
That's college, man. That's college. That's master's degree shit.
So we have a rubric for each one, and then we ask different questions for each. So the 101s were way simpler questions because the point was just to get somebody who was interested in.
Yep.
And then when you're looking at something more like getting the scholarship to go to the Brewers conference, we are going to make people write more and think more about it and really prove to us of why they want it.
That's actually – that's kind of a good point. That's kind of interesting how you set it up like that. The beginner entry one is you're trying to get people interested. You don't want to
scare them away.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Just have them walk in, just see some big 100-gallon tanks. Right. Like, all right, here's the hose. Yeah. Get started.
Clean this tank up now.
It could be an effective way of getting brewers.
I mean, money's going to a worthwhile place if you make them clean a fermenter.
Well, I mean, immersion works in language, but, you know. When just all of a sudden you just start seeing, you know, just, you know, yeast just bellowing out from someplace.
God, like I don't know.
Like when we went to Roke.
Oh, Roke.
And it was
just shooting out of that hose. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is that? And John's like, oh yeah, don't worry about that. It happens all the time.
See, and that's actually kind of one of the other things is that, you know, you see, Detroit, you know, Draft Divas and Fermenta. And I mean, maybe I'm still under a rock, but I don't see groups like this for men.
You just haven't been invited yet?
I mean,
you haven't created it yet.
I mean, I want to know about, you know, how to brew and, you know, learn about the brewing process and things like that.
Go to a Fermenta event.
We do that all the time.
There you go. There. She's inviting you to go.
Actually, it's pretty amazing. When we do our different educational events, majority of the time, there are more people there who are non-members who either saw it posted somewhere.
They caught their interest.
Yeah.
And maybe if you take the wife and she learns about it, maybe she'll have a beer or two.
Not happening. not happening.
A glass of wine or two.
With conviction, he said
not
that.
Happening.
Didn't even get out of my mouth before he
did. Without hesitation.
This has been... There's no point in even trying. It's very simple.
Does she not like it?
She does not drink, period.
No?
She does not drink.
You guys got married and she didn't even have the wedding toast? No?
You know, it's just
she
Rob's
had water?
Such
she,
a good
she probably had
man.
like sparkling cider.
Sparkling cider.
There is only one time that I actually saw her drink. It was our second date, which was New Year's Eve.
She had a Mike's Hard Lemonade
at her cousin's house, and her cousin just poured champagne for everybody. She had a sip. That was it.
Wow.
She does not drink.
And how long you been with her now?
We've been together for just over 5 years.
Whoa.
I like how we're doing like the love connection on the couch grilling type thing. Here
so it is it is an
here.
Absolute no, a hell no, and a hell no. Nah.
Hell no.
She hell no,
well,
and a Whitney
That's
Houston
nice.
Hell to the no.
Can we do like a Chris Tucker hell no? Like Chris Tucker and Friday hell no.
All right, I think we can pull back.
She
real
is
quick.
Not drinking.
So,
period.
Pauline, we only have you for a few more minutes before you try your venture up north.
She's got to leave us.
Why don't you tell us about where we can find Fermenta, some of the like events you have coming up in the very
how can
short
we join?
Term. You said you had an event, the statewide or your quarterly event coming up, social media, et cetera. Let's find all about Fermenta.
Okay, let's see if I can remember. Remember all these. I feel like today's been a bad day answering questions. Okay, so website, fermentamichigan.org.
.com.
It takes you to the same place.
Did you get .net just to be careful, too?
I don't
.net.
Know.
.net. Who the hell are you?
No.
We're just trying to get the word out there.
You always have to watch out for .tv.
Or .biz.
That's Tuvalu.
.tv.
Tuvalu. Thanks for the country
code. You're welcome.
So that is our website, which on the website is where you can find any of our scholarship offerings, which right now, because we just gave our conference one, we have a little silent page there, but another one will be coming down the line.
Bookmark it.
Yes. So scholarships, one thing, just if anyone is ever interested in one of the scholarships, you do have to be a member of Fermenta to apply for one of the scholarships, but that is about it. And social media, Facebook, Fermenta Michigan, Twitter, should be Fermenta, Michigan. I think I hit it. No Instagram yet.
So how do I become a member of Fermenta if I were, you know, if I could become one?
You can.
If I, all right, since I can, level. Since I be, yeah. can so become one, are, how do I become one?
You can be an auxiliary member.
Auxiliary, yeah. there you go.
I can call it that.
I can be the founding member of Fermenta, Michigan auxiliary.
There we go.
Men's division.
So, yeah, men's division.
So what is the process here?
Yeah, so on our website, there is a membership tab, which you can go ahead and read about the different tiers of membership. Choose which membership fits you. And so if it was any of you three gentlemen in this room, yep. you would pick the supporting member, which is all of $15 a year.
Oh, damn. I'm
and,
in.
It's kind of steep. Cuts into my
steep. Dude, I just renewed Costco. That ain't shit.
Just don't buy a six pack and become a Fermenta member for one time. And so you then go to, I think, hopefully, we being a nonprofit, had to keep kind of a cheaper, inexpensive website. But I try to make it pretty easy. And you can go to our store and actually purchase what type of membership you want to be. And we send you a snail mail letter to welcome you, because I think that's kind of cool and different, and nothing no one else does that.
It's more personal.
It is more personal.
Yeah. Well, no one gets snail mail anymore.
No, so it's exciting when you get, you know,
yeah, some
a letter.
Do. Yeah. Yeah. We're still got some.
So, yeah, so when this is not a bill, it's kind of exciting. You already paid it, so it kind of is a bill.
So,
yeah.
So you have supporting memberships. You have an associate membership.
That's correct.
You have
a professional membership. Yep, so associate for women who do not make money in the industry. Mm-hmm. Professional if you make money in the industry.
And then it looks like there's a corporate membership as well.
Yes, so we do have people who are companies that also support us on a corporate level. Mm-hmm. And so that's $150 a year, and you do get three memberships with that money, and then of course any way we can advertise for you and thank you mm-hmm. on our website mm-hmm. and social media and our events.
You got Cedar Springs Brewing.
We do.
Yes, I went to
Michigan Beer Guide. Just just supported us.
You got Fetch Brewing.
We do have Fetch Brewing.
And the Fenton Winery and Brewery.
Country Malt.
And the Hideout as well.
Yeah.
We went to see not this. We saw me and Tara went to the Winter Festival in Comstock Park the other year. I think it was not last year, but the year before. Mm-hmm. And I think Cedar Springs was there. They had some pretty bomb shit there, man. They had some really good stuff.
Not had
nice, that's
there.
Good to hear. Actually, former board member, now the brewer. There.
Nice. Yeah. No. Shout out to Cedar Springs. You guys had some pretty kick-ass stuff when I saw you guys at one of the last festivals I went
to. So now, do you guys, you know, try to actively go after some of the corporate members, or just kind of let them fall to you?
Yeah, actually, we need to. We haven't yet. Those have all just been people reaching out to us.
That's cool. That's cool, though.
Fabulous. Yeah,
that's
cool. Actually, so we've been very lucky and fortunate and working hard to spread the word, but that will probably be next year is starting to actually look at
that's the,
growth.
The 2017, 2018
Yeah, 2017,
goal.
2018, sure. And how we can actually grow and...
All right, now that Laura's the CEO, that's a phone call right there.
Yeah, I know.
We've talked a lot about Fermenta, Michigan. Is there any thought about expanding to other local states? Do you guys have chapters in other states? What's the situation with growing?
Yeah, we don't at the moment. It has been something that we've thought about for the future and was a reason why we called it Fermenta, Michigan, just in case one day there ever are other chapters. It would be easy to do that.
Right. Surprise!
Look who decided to stroll in.
Ken's here, by the way.
Hi, Ken.
Is my mic on?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
okay.
Everybody. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Pauline's giving you the death stare right now.
No, Pauline's just happy to see me.
I am happy to see you.
Like, oh, hey, Ken's here. So, they didn't leave you out in the cold when you got here.
They did not.
Door was already open.
Welcomed right in.
So it's out there in the not in the horizon, but it's out there in the future.
It's always a potential. It is something that would be fabulous to see one day. Mm-hmm. But right now, one state nonprofit is.
Enough
work on all of our shoulders.
Could
I'm
you
stick with one state?
About to
right
say,
now.
Could you imagine yourself being, you know, president of Fermenta, USA.
That would be, yes.
Nice.
So for
go.
Any of our, any of our female listeners, you can go out and reach out to the show, Better on Draft, and tell us, hey, we want to start Fermenta Kansas City. Or just go to FermentaMichigan.org and say, hey, we want to start Fermenta Oklahoma. Or just Fermenta.
Hit us up on
SoCal.
Twitter, hashtag we'll, that's our president.
We will help you do that. But before I go, I do have to do a shout out for our February 28th event.
Where's it at?
It's in Ypsilanti. Perfect. And it's where the farmer's market is in Ypsilanti.
Okay.
There's that big green building. Mm-hmm. It's right behind it. There's a great community space. And we are bringing in a maltster from Massachusetts. Nice. And then she's actually going to do kind of like when you guys, or not you guys, anyone, does like fancy coffee tasting. It's cupping. She's actually going to do that with malt. So it's making like malt teas. So you can actually taste different types of malts. And we're going to do different regional ones. And then we have a panel of professional brewers and distillers talking about the challenges and successes of working with Michigan and regional malt.
Nice.
So February 28th, and then happy hour afterwards with some Michigan beer made with local malt.
Nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And
thank
we
you,
are
Pauline, for thank coming you, out. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me again.
Safe drive up north.
Thank you.
We will restore order in the universe right after these messages.
And we are back, episode number 70 of the
Whoa, wait a minute.
How'd you know that?
That's because I am intelligent, and I also name the number of the podcast when I start the show. Unlike someone here who tries to call me out and then fumbles through the next 10 words of his sentences.
Like the XFL.
Now, the XFL had a season. You got cut mid, like preseason.
Welcome back, Ken.
Hey, he hate me.
Rod Smart.
Hey, wasn't Tommy Maddox an XFL champion?
Tommy Maddox? I don't know if he was an XFL champion.
No,
I just know he was
that
in.
That was a 1 year. The LA Express.
So, nonetheless.
Sounds like a tag team.
Well, I mean, it was the XFL by the WWE.
So. Yeah.
Or F probably at that time still.
Right.
Did anybody catch the documentary last night?
I did,
not.
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
I was too busy hosting.
Oh.
So did not.
Sparkle?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did not get a chance to watch it.
Matt saw it, said he saw it.
Yeah, it wasn't their best. Definitely wasn't bad at all by any means. It's a lot more about Dick Ebersol than I would have thought.
Well, you know who directed it, right?
His son. Which I didn't know. I didn't know he had a son.
So is that why during that one episode of Monday Night Raw, Triple H talked about when he was impersonating Vince McMahon, was talking about Dick Ebersol?
Yes.
Okay, got it now.
Hmm.
But
well, just like is better than the XFL.
I mean, I hadn't known most of those facts that they presented you last night. It was kind of unique that it seemed like for like 8 of the 12 months before they led up to it, it was all hype, and they didn't have venues to play football. They didn't have players to play football.
Yeah.
They literally got logos in January. They had all of their spring practices in February with all the teams in the same Las Vegas area, and then they started in March.
That's nuts.
To where it was just poorly planned. It was all about the hype, and it was nothing about the follow through. So, yep. And then they ended. Oh, you know, I'm gonna let the. I'll leave the spoilers out.
well, that'll be our homework between now and next Friday. How's that? We'll talk about that.
So, segment two is always news.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say there is a new spring football league that's gonna be starting up in April too.
Wait, there is?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be. Be very, very interesting because
it's going to have Johnny Manziel and Ray Rice in it.
And yes, it exactly is.
What's the name of the league?
I cannot remember what the name of the league.
Second Chances.
Wow.
It's just a rehab. It's like four rehab centers pitted against one another.
It's something like Pacific something or other because it's basically a league.
Pacific Independent League, I believe, or something.
Something like that, yeah.
PIL.
PIL. Like Pilsner?
Yeah.
Like
Pilsner.
I was actually going to see if I could find it.
Yeah, it's out there. There's an article on CBS that I was just looking
called
at.
It's called The Spring League.
That's Spring League. Oh, there you go. So I guess first starting off, there's a give a shout out to some craft beer award winners. There was a craft beer awards competition that was being held in Oregon last week, or this week rather, judges tasting beers in more than 150 style categories with, you know, the typical gold, silver, and bronze medals. So we've had I believe there were 8 medals given out to Michigan breweries this time around. First one, historical beer category, silver medal going to Batch Brewing for Pennsylvania Swanky.
What?
I don't know.
So wait, that was a historic beer category?
Yeah, historical beer, which...
But you probably already know the answer to this question. What makes it a historical beer?
Examples of historical beers might include current day versions of historic styles, which are not represented elsewhere in apparently their gas guidelines, such as Finnish style shoti or South American chica
or Bohemian pilsners
or African sorghum based beers.
Gee, I wonder which one you're referring to, Matt.
Garbage town.
So
garbage
town. Super old school style.
Wow.
So that's where that comes from. In the coffee beer category and the herb and spice beer category, gold medals go into Pigeon Hill for Walter Gets Buzz for the coffee beer category, and in the urban spice category, Your Mom on French Toast.
Is it urban spice?
Herb and spice.
Oh, herb and spice.
Herb and spice.
I wanted to, okay.
I'm a little congested. You got to work with me here.
No, I was just curious what urban spices might be and how that would be put into beer. And this is already going to be stopped.
Sounds like a terrible morning show. Like, it's herb and spice in the morning.
I would listen to that show.
Another one in the herb and spice beer category, silver medal going to Grand River Brewery out of Jackson with Planet Basil. Baltic style porter, a bronze going to Dutch Girl Brewery out of Spring Lake for their beer, The Mechanic. The American style cream ale, also another one for Grand River Brewing called Lake Rat. That's a bronze for that one. And the oatmeal stouts, silver medal going to 57 Brew Pup in Greenville for their Scurvy Dude Stout.
Yeah.
American stout and the American style Imperial Stout or Imperial Porter category, silver medal going to Founders for the Imperial Stout.
A lot of small breweries in this.
Founders, really small.
Did I see Founders in there? With the exception of Founders, Batch Brewing.
There's not a lot in here that I've even actually had.
Yeah, like Grand River, Pigeon Hill.
And I've had the Pigeon. I've had both the Your Mama French Toast, the Walter Gets Buzz. And actually, I just had the Imperial Stout, last year's Imperial Stout. It was sitting in the basement. I had that last night.
Mm.
So I had those. And I was actually looking at the full list. There's not a whole hell of a lot in there that I've actually had. So it's kind of really intrigued me to start, looking for a couple of these other ones.
Are these craft beer awards, they're definitely not like Great American Beer Fest or World Beer Cup. Are we talking like... I had to compare it to award shows. Are these the SAG Awards?
This wouldn't be the Golden Globes.
It's not the Academy.
It might be the SAG Awards. It might be
the GLAAD Awards.
Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards.
The MTV Movie Awards.
Maybe. The People's Choice Awards?
Probably something like that.
Do they all get surfboards to the winners?
That would be pretty sweet.
that was on Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah.
Or no, that was Kids, the Teen Choice Awards.
I don't know. One gets slimed, one doesn't.
I guess anyway, in this award competition, 57 Brew Pub and Grand River Brewery pretty much medaled 2 years in a row. This is the second medal in 3 years for Founders. Jolly Pumpkin, if they had medaled this year, this would have been their third year in a row. So they dropped the ball. They were bounced. So oops to them. And unfortunately, I don't drink Jolly Pumpkin anyway. So. Everybody else could love it. I just don't do sour. I'm sorry.
Well, it's definitely acquired, I think.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's like with me and my first experience with Guinness. I couldn't stand Guinness.
Yeah, I still can't.
Yeah, you don't like dark beers in general, but over time you just something clicks and it's like, oh, this is pretty damn good.
It's like drinking milk through a sock, man. Milk through a sock.
Milk through a sock.
Anyway,
you can get Guinness at?
Where can you get Guinness at?
Zatuna
Liquor over on Rochester Road, south of M59.
Well done.
Go say hi to Jack and Gus.
Jack and
great
Gus.
Place. They always have Guinness, as well as plenty of other craft beers, import beers,
cigars.
Wine, liquor, cigars. They do have a little humidor.
You know
what
my favorite cigar is?
What?
Romeo and Juliet.
No, the, it's
oh,
a boys.
I love Romeo and Juliet.
It's a boys. Thank you, Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, what the hell?
That seems to be a really good go-to, those Romeo and Juliets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's a boys. I was like...
Oh, apparently those are too.
The Maker's Mark cigars, those are really good.
I don't
what
like.
What about Backwoods?
Like my cigars dipped.
Back, you ever had
oh
Backwoods?
My God.
Had Backwoods.
You're on timeout.
Ken is not having
my mic back.
No, you're on timeout.
We can hear you through everybody else's mic. Still, Nick.
Moving on. Still sticking in Michigan. Griffin Claw is making a signature beer. I guess for anybody who hangs out in the Oxford area, has been to Sullivan's Public House. A place that is pretty much known for their farm-to-table menu and their love for Irish beer. Basically, they are taking Bass Ale out.
Wow.
And it will be replaced with a beer that is being made by Griffin Claw, which basically will be called Sullivan's Irish Ale. It basically clocks in about 5%. 35 BTU, BP, yeah, IBUs,
IBU.
BTUs, what the, see, M-P-H. Me in that damn furnace. IBUs. Combination of Centeno hops and caramel malt, and it's supposed to be released. They're going to be doing a release party on Friday, March 3rd, starting at, I believe, 7 o'clock. Kind of interesting, though, for them. It kind of reminds me of the stuff that happened with Ashley's in Westland when they killed the Bud Light tap and then threw a funeral for it.
Wow.
Buried the tap, and the tap, as far as I know, is still buried in the patio. They had a wake and basically a party and never had Bud Light in there again.
So let me
to take something out that is kind of a staple to the area.
Yeah.
It's you've got them taking out Bass Ale to replace it with something that's local.
So I'm going to go ahead and take the football on this one.
And you've already thrown the thumbs down the moment I said Sullivan. So, you know, by all means.
So, speak up.
So the issue with Bass is a ABI product, but it's distributed by the Miller House here. So what Anheuser-Busch did two channels up at the supplier level is anywhere that Bass is sold by a Miller House, they jacked a keg up $60. So it went from a $100 barrel, which is typical, to a $160 barrel.
Oh,
so it made the economics of serving black and tans completely infeasible, because then you'd go from like a $5 black and tan, you'd have to do like an $8 black and tan. So it completely screwed a lot of your Irish places like Sullivan's. Now, if you go into Macomb, you'll still get them because the Anheuser-Busch distributor still distributes Bass, so there's no problem. But because it's the Miller House in Oakland, that's the issue.
Huh.
How it took them that so long, I don't know. Why it took them so long, I don't know. This just smells like powers over management all over it because they all kind of live in the Oxford Lake Orion area. And
right.
I know that the daughter is or the one that owns that is the daughter of a former Michigan State Senator.
Own Sullivan's?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I think pub, I don't think of that kind of place. I mean, while it's called a public house, when I think of public houses, I think of rustic, come in, everyone wants to be there,
like
cheap food.
Communal seating?
No, it's just, it seems more white tablecloth than a public house. If that makes sense. No.
I think you're more looking for like a shot and a beer type bar.
Well, I've never been to Ireland, but I would imagine your Irish pubs are more like where the community goes, where the
one
public
time
goes.
We need Dan here.
Yeah. I know.
And just for your reference, for those who are in Ireland, they refer to it as a half and half. They don't call it a black and tan.
Okay. I was talking more about the...
I know, but we've got like two Irish listeners, so you know.
Okay.
We actually have a pretty big contingency in Ireland.
Let's not piss them off.
Yeah.
I will be coming to your homeland in the next few
shout out
years.
To, yeah. Shout you, out to you, all of our Irish
you walk
listeners.
In there and you call them the black and tan,
actually,
you see what happens.
If anybody listening in Ireland now wants to give me ideas of where to visit Ireland, you can tweet me at Chief Holla, CHIEFHOLLA. I need to go find out where to go in Ireland because I'm going to be going there.
Or just message
summer.
The Better on Draft Facebook.
That works too.
Do that too.
Tell me where to get the best half and half or black and tan or spritzer, if you will.
Just half and half.
But I guess I just...
Don't die. Don't die. Please.
I always thought pubs are more... I get not that they're not friendly there, not right. that the food isn't good,
yeah.
but it's more rustic, more, you know, everybody knows your name.
Like cheers?
Dirtier, to be honest.
Can like, we play the cheers song during the news?
No.
Damn it.
Like peanut shells on the floor, but whatever like the Irish version like would
Logan?
That be.
Like Logan's Steakhouse? Is that your...
No, I just thought it would be more of like a place where you would go and... Where it's not white tablecloths
right,
and
right.
$18 entrees. Like
I get what you're
chips
saying.
Chips.
And you get a pig's head for, you know, for dinner. Is that yeah. where we're going?
You get a snout on top of half an oyster shoved with creme fraiche. You know,
I get what you're saying is... I guess we need our Irish listeners to speak up on
that. I just think public house is something that the public goes to, not a place that tries to be like a 4-star Michelin restaurant that just says public house.
I mean, I've never
on.
Been to Sullivan's, so.
It's a great place. Mm-hmm. It really is. Great beer selection, amazing food. Mm-hmm. Just seems more like a really nice restaurant than a public house.
I say, well, just restaurant in general.
Yeah. I mean, it's great food. I mean, they do a lot of beer dinners there. So, I mean, for a good $40, you'll get three courses, you know, an entire bevy from, you know, a certain brewer.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to have a lot of Griffin Claw there. I know they already keep Rojo and the Norms on tap at all times. So,
well, if you're in the area, definitely.
It's right just north of Washington on Lapeer right there. It's like the fourth building on the left, right across from another brewery that's expanding from Warren, Michigan.
Oh.
Wow. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll just leave that at that.
Yeah,
goodness.
I agree.
Well, if anybody wants to give the new Sullivan's Irish Ale a try, go on and head out there the beginning of March. You yep. can give that a try.
What else is on the news?
Interesting stuff. Usually. Maybe. Well, kinda.
Try me.
As usual, you know as they like to say on the radio, because they're not allowed to say it, the big game is coming up on Sunday, if you didn't know.
Yes, it is.
The Ooper say Old Bay.
And, of course, what is the big game if there isn't a
puppy bowl?
Yeah, the puppy bowl and the kitten bowl. Those are the
say,
two.
We're going to have kitty cheerleaders.
I am so excited to watch both
is
of those.
Is the lingerie bowl this weekend, too?
Oh, for God's
Nick,
sakes.
Put it away.
It's away. I'm joking.
Well, of course, since there is that game going on, that there is no sort of shortage of betting going whether for or against the Patriots or Falcons.
Yeah.
But, of course, little did I apparently know that there are some bets going on between breweries as well. I actually just saw a bet that is going on between Atlanta's Scofflaw Brewing and Portland, Maine's Shipyard. Because, like I said, there's some things that go on in Portland, Maine.
Okay, all
right. Isn't that Dan's favorite brewery?
That is Dan's
favorite beer?
Pumpkin beer brewery that he would love to go tea party on all of that shit.
And I can just hear Dan cursing us out right now.
No, it's just as I said, he's probably saying, you're damn right. I want to dump all that shit overboard.
As he sips on some KC.
Right.
That's King Cobra.
That's King Cobra for all of our new
So
listeners.
True. So basically, there's a bet going on between these two breweries where the losing brewery has to brew a special batch of beer from a recipe chosen by the winning brewery. Of course, the recipe has to include ingredients indigenous to the winner state and will be named by the winning brewery. Once the losing brewery puts it on tap, they have to fly the team flag for 1 week or until the beer is gone, whichever's first.
Oh, jeez.
And... of course, the losing brewery needs to send a case of this beer to the winners. Now, Matt,
yes,
being the namer of yes. beer, what would you name the beer on either side?
Okay. I actually just came up with this one. I had it on the top of my dome.
And what kind of beer would it be?
I'm going to put the 2-for-1 for you.
Okay.
Nice. I'm going to go if Atlanta were to lose, which... I'm beginning to think Atlanta is going to win more and more as the week's gone on.
Wow.
And if Shipyard had to make it, as they are a seafood destination, I would say that it would be the lobster lager.
Lobster lager.
You know, to go with their seafood dishes, a little bit of maybe some lemon in there.
Oh, man.
And then if...
It's got to be palatable. Come on.
Yeah. I think it could be. I mean, they put chili in beer.
Brewed
you can't
with
put
lobster?
Some... Why not? Try it.
Has anybody ever put meat? I mean, they got the Mangaliza Pig Porter that does well for.
That is a damn good beer.
Yeah.
Maybe put some seafood in it. And or they call it Sleeping with the Fishies Lager. And then if Atlanta wins, like I'm praying, I would hope Shipyard would make a peach pecan porter for
Dirty Birds.
For those Dirty Birds. Or a jambalaya porter. But again, that
isn't like a New Orleans thing, jambalaya?
I think it's more of a southern. Do you want to do deep fried okra porter?
No.
Slimy stout.
So if the Patriots win,
it's going to be a lobster lager.
It's going to be lobster.
And if the Dirty Birds win, it's going to be the pecan peach porter, the triple P. The triple P.
P-P-P.
New England Patriots on Bovada favored to win by 3 points. The over-under is 59.5. Can you guess who on Bovada is the leader to win the MVP?
Tom Brady.
Yes. Can you guess who number two is?
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Three is LeGarrette Blount.
Always damn quarterback.
Nope, three is not LeGarrette Blount.
Is it already Vic Beasley?
Nope.
It's Le'Veon Bell. Nope. He's going to come in and win.
Shut up.
Julio Jones.
Plus 900.
I don't think that could happen because if Julio Jones does it, he would have to.
Hell, what you call it? Chris Hogan has better odds than Vic Beasley, Dion Lewis, Mohamed Sanu, Tevin Coleman, Martellus Bennett.
Atlanta defense.
Vic Beasley has better odds or worse odds?
Vic Beasley has the same odds as Chris Hogan. I take that back. And Dion Lewis.
Vic Beasley is just like.
Von
Miller.
Plus 2,500.
I mean, it's
not a bad bet.
It's a value bet.
No. I parlay the hell out of it.
You know what parlay means, though, Rob, right?
I'm well aware what parlay means.
You can do
much.
It in Windsor. It's all good.
Thank you. I'm well aware.
I don't think Windsor carries these bets, though.
They don't carry Super Bowl bets?
They carry Super Bowl bets, but not like these,
no,
these
it's,
styles.
No,
they don't take prop bets in Windsor?
I don't think so.
No, I think what they usually have, like, the one time I did it,
you're looking at over under
quarterback,
straight up.
Quarterback XYZ will throw more than this many yards.
I tell you what, if it's a good thing that there's no that sports betting isn't at the casinos downtown, I would spend way too much.
I would be there as well.
Yeah.
I'd be swiping my card more there than like a drunk kid at Taco Bell.
Oh yeah. I think even though it's in Windsor, there's people going to be at Windsor doing it regardless. And whether you like the style of bets that they have there or not, they're going to be there. I guarantee you.
This means you hit harder when you win, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, here's my money
bet. I guess.
I would go alternative lines on Bet Bovada. I think I'm going to go out on a limb. The Falcons are going to win by about 7 to 8 points.
Wow.
So what I would do is I would parlay every alternative line. So I'm sure there's going to be a New England +3, New England +4.5, New England +6. Take all of those lines and bet them, or I'm sorry, the Atlanta -2, -3.5, -4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parlay those all together. Wrap them in a big old Matt Bush special.
$5.
$5, and you win probably $300 on that.
Yeah.
You and I have a bet going on this weekend.
Yes.
Too.
I get a 18 pack of Coors Light, and you get a blue, or you get a BCBS.
Yeah,
I think I'm a winner regardless.
All right,
we all know you love stout. So
let's throw another one in here. Some interesting stuff out of Nebraska I saw today.
Oh, gosh. False. Wrong.
Wrong.
Can I make one comment? I love how Ken's just chilling in the corner.
Hey,
tonight.
Ken's the host.
Ken's good.
He does what he wants.
Ken's, yeah, right?
You guys are doing just fine.
You
got to
make
here.
Up for the first second,
dude,
buddy.
I ain't got to make up anything. Ken, you guys are doing better now that I'm here.
Ken is like Clerks right now. It's like, dude, I wasn't even supposed to be here. So he's chilling out.
And he's, looks black, and he's black and white.
Yeah, look at that. So
are
out
you
of
putting on nail polish for somebody? He's just not
37.
I was gonna say 36
in a row.
In a row
at the same time.
Oh man!
But she brings you food.
Yeah, I'm so glad y'all caught that
peanut butter and jelly with the crust cut off.
There you go.
It's lasagna.
The milkmaids.
For God's sakes. So craft beer brewers are kind of in a fight in the state of Nebraska as some newly proposed bill is set to hit the Capitol.
Oh, boy.
Which is a unicameral legislature, by the way.
Something like that. that's good.
They don't have a House and Senate. They just have one body.
Noted. I didn't
know. They do for real?
That's the body of Christ.
It compels you.
So just last year, they had a measure that was passed which allowed craft breweries to expand and build up to 5 tap rooms in a state. There is now a new bill that has been proposed that would not allow for any expansion, as it would force any new business to sell beer where it is actually brewed.
What?
So,
wait a minute.
So basically, brewers are kind of banding together to fight this bill because they see that, you know, obviously that's going to stop them from growing, stop them from creating new jobs, and basically getting, you know, more people to enjoy the products throughout the state. Funny thing, the senator that introduced the bill for expansion last year, it's the same senator who's proposing the current bill to stop the expansion.
What an asshole.
He's basically... you know, journalists out there and reporters have reached out for comment. He has no comment at the point at this time. The lawyers that are working on it basically say that the purpose of the new bill is to help level the playing field of the industry. So,
what? How does?
I says if there are any listeners in Nebraska,
it's to keep small brewers small. Instead of getting pushed out. So, for instance, not allowing someone like Griffin Claw to make multiple breweries or that brewery in Warren to make multiple breweries because they feel it's going to affect the smaller breweries like your Eternity or
like Batch.
So
Batch.
Which comrade is proposing this?
That's what I was saying. So if anybody in Nebraska needs to give somebody a call, his name is Senator Tyson Larson.
I'll give him a call.
Comrade Larson.
Can we get him on the show?
Definitely,
can we Skype him in?
I'm sure his office phone number is somewhere on the state website.
I'll call him during the break.
All right. Tom Hooker, we're still waiting for you to return our phone call.
He's a drainage commissioner.
Pick up
somewhere.
The white phone.
since we're talking about really legislature in Nebraska, even though this is in Michigan, that House Bill 5873 still hasn't moved.
No, well, there's a new legislature, so it won't move. It'll be done.
They just need to scrap the bill and throw it in the recycling bin.
Pretty much. I mean,
going green here on Better on Dry.
I'll just go put it in the incinerator.
Do they have an incinerator in Lansing?
They should.
Yeah.
They should.
Put it in the garbage compactor.
The unstoppable tire fire pit.
Do people still have those?
I haven't seen garbage compactors since people won those on the game show Sale of the Century.
My parents still have one at their house.
I think my aunt still does over in Warren. Shout out to my aunt Sue. Who doesn't listen to
you guys are a really East Side family, aren't you? Harper Woods and Warren?
Harper Woods, Warren, Sterling Heights, Frazier.
Wow. Goodness. Okay, you can stop incriminating.
Yeah.
You have the Fifth Amendment to stop incriminating yourself on purpose.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, goodness. All right, one before I could throw this one in here, which I put this under the category of why the hell haven't I seen this show up before. There was a beer that has been brewed out of the Vale Brewing Company in Virginia. 7% chocolate milk stout fermented in hundreds of pounds of Oreos.
Now, I think we did share this on the Facebook page today.
Where has this been in my life?
Are you an Oreo fanatic?
I'm all right with it.
You know what they should do? They should ferment it in those bags that the Oreos come in, live as the dust.
I'm more of the cream filling than I am with the cookie.
You don't say. You don't say.
Yeah, I don't say.
You don't say. That worked out way too well.
Hashtag said for effect.
Boom. Yes, someone on our Facebook commented that it was actually really good. I think I was the one that shared it.
They only made like 60 to 80 cases, and apparently it's pretty much sold out, and only get it at the brewery. And I don't know. It just kind of feels like.
Are they allowed to say Oreo, or do they have to use that other word that involves them, like those Noxides?
The Hydrox?
The Hydrox.
As in, you know, the first cookie that came out before Oreo stole their shit and then kicked them out of the game.
Yeah, but can they say Oreo, or can they say Hydra, or do they have to say?
I think they can say Oreo because, well, maybe they can, maybe they can. There was a picture on Twitter where the guy basically just had the glass with the can, and there was just a shitload of Oreos that were just around it.
Or were they Hydroxes?
No, they were Oreos. They actually said Oreo on it.
If you look at the Beer Street Journal Twitter feed, they actually have a picture of the can with the glass filled up with Oreos surrounded, and you can see Oreo imprinted on the cookie.
I want to meet the person who came up with that name. The
Beer Street Journal. Hi.
Can we Skype them in?
Well, you know where you could probably find this Oreo flavored beer?
Where?
At Brian Iron Brew House.
Yeah, oh, really? Powerful.
Yeah. They're actually doing a huge event in the next couple weeks. This week they have, Ken, if you probably know a little bit better than I, but they're doing their KBS, their Fruitwood this week.
Fruitwood.
And then in a couple of weeks they're tapping the New England IPA or the new, yeah, New England from IPA from outside.
Yep.
So a lot of new releases. They also just put their Imperial Stout, the Brown Iron Imperial Stout, on tap there at Brown Iron. So a lot of big things popping there.
They got their Cinnamon French Toast Port Imperial Porter as well. They got M43 from Old Nation. They got a whole bunch of stuff.
So right now the place to drink beer is at Brown Iron Brew House. And while you're there, get the poutine fries.
Where it at?
27 Mile, Van Dyke. Just take the freeway.
Take all the freeway.
They got your Deschutes there too, man.
Which one?
They got a couple of them. They got Red Chair NWPA,
Northwestern IPA.
Yeah,
try that against the Northeastern.
They got Mirror Pond.
Always.
They got Obsidian Stout. That's a pretty good one too. Sage Fight. They got a whole bunch of.
When they get the hop trip back, I will IV that into my.
Oh, they have Abyss too. I had that weekends ago.
You said NWPA. Now I'm trying to rework the lyrics to Straight Outta Compton.
No WIPA.
Straight out of Seattle.
Straight out of Seattle.
Express yourself.
A crazy grass fed fucker named.
I was a crazy hobby.
Nice Cube. With that in mind, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode number 70. As always, segment 3 is Fun with Matt Bush.
Fun with flags?
Fun with flags.
Fun with flags. Don't say it too fast.
All right, so what we're going to do today, have the big game this weekend, we're going to do the big game of beer tasting between Nick and Rob this week.
I don't think we're bound by those rules. I just love to do that just because everybody in every station calls it the big game.
What's going
to
happen is I got a make-your-own six-pack from Kroger. I have taped all of the beer up so no labels can be seen. The top of the beer cannot be seen.
I swear, man, you probably put more effort into this show than any of us.
I'm going to pour beer.
It's painter's tape. Nick. That's like...
I'm going to...
Yeah, I know, right?
Ken's giving me the look right now.
So I'm going to pour the beer. We did a coin toss off air, and Nick chose to go first.
Volunteered.
And he also chose bottle number 3.
All right.
So what's going to happen is Rob and Nick are going to put their nose in here, and they're going to tell us how many questions it's going to take for them to guess the correct beer.
Now, is there a theme with all the beer that we're going to be trying?
But one are Michigan beers.
All but one are Michigan beer. Okay.
No style is repeated. Brewery is repeated.
No brewery is repeated.
And as you can see, they're all bottles, so that kind of does a little bit of work for you. Ken, your beer is in front of you. So, what's going to happen is they have a punt. So if they kind of get clueless, they can punt it to the competitor.
Do we only get one per beer?
One punt. No, one punt for the whole game.
Oh, fuck.
I can't smell a damn thing.
So you smell it? What does it smell like to you, Nick?
I don't know. It don't smell good, though.
Well, this is a Michigan craft beer, so if it doesn't taste or smell good, that's your
answer. Can I take a sip?
You have to first tell me, how many guesses or questions will it take you to guess this beer, Nick?
Realistically. 27.
Okay. I'm going to need you to come in under 4.
Oh, then I'm going to go with 4, I guess.
Rob, can you name this beer in under 4 guesses, or questions, rather?
I can't smell right now.
Well, based on your awesomeness.
This might go into overtime, folks.
All right, just for hell of it, I can name it in 3.
Nick, do you want to go to 2, or are you going to stick with...
Can I say it like they do on the game show?
Yes.
Name that beer.
All right. Rob, I mean, right. You can ask me any of your standard...
I got to drink it first.
Yep.
Can I drink 2?
Yes, please do. All right. Both. Please tell me what it tastes like in your face.
Well, it's not bad.
What kind of notes are you getting? Ken, have you tried it yet?
Nope.
This actually might be very...
I'm getting notes of carbonation.
Had you told me that you were not feeling well, this probably would have been, tabled till we all felt well.
Right.
It tastes like a beer.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like a Michigan beer.
It's a Michigan beer. Okay.
Fuck.
I guess we will start with
let's get some tunage here.
We can get some tunage.
What part of the state is this from? Eastern, Western, or going UP?
West.
Okay.
Okay. Would it be around Grand Rapids?
Be more specific because reasons.
I mean, Grand Rapids metropolitan area.
Yes and no. So I'm trying to help you out. I'm not going to count that as a question.
All right.
Nick, have you started to formulate a guess on what this is?
I'm going to try, but I'm probably going to be so off.
Okay.
I guess I'm not that great of a beer aficionado.
Goodness. Yes and no.
Yes, in that they have a brew pub in Battle Creek, but the brewery is not in the Grand Rapids area.
Okay. Oof. Goodness. Okay. Well.
It's in Battle Creek, is what you said?
They have a brew pub in Battle Creek. Uh-huh. However, don't you look on your little internet time machine. But the brewery is in Kalamazoo. Rob, I think you can
put... Well, there goes that guess.
All right. Well...
Rob, you're better than this.
It gives me a
if
little
it's,
look.
If it's in Kalamazoo, well, what, I guess we'll just start with the obvious.
It's only one brewery.
Exactly.
That follows this mentality. So it's just naming the beer from that brewery. You guys got this. I breathe in you.
What does it look like? What color is it?
Well, it's rather dark.
Okay.
Yeah. See, not being able to smell is just, like, really killing me right now.
Yeah.
You mad, bro?
Nick, do you have any thoughts about what this beer could be?
Not a clue.
Okay.
He's fucking Grand Rapids. No, not Grand Rapids.
It's Kazoo. So, you know, that pretty much leaves me at Bell's right now.
Nope.
Well, okay, there's your phone a friend for the episode.
Can I guess it?
No, you can't.
Oh, you're staring at it.
I think I was wrong.
All right, Rob, you have one more guess about this West Michigan beer. That's brewery is in Kalamazoo.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Don't bluff.
Dude,
Oh, it's the same thing. I would have gotten it right.
I got nothing.
Just ask a question.
I mean,
all right, Robert.
Seriously,
what brewery has a brew pub in Battle Creek and is brewed in Kalamazoo?
I don't know.
Okay,
that's
so
my
you're
problem.
Not gonna guess it.
All right, Nick, do you have any thoughts?
Fuck no.
Okay.
First of all, it's Arcadia Ales. All
right, so. We're not even going to get a guess out of that one, but it first is
I didn't.
The Arcadia Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
I had Coco Loco.
I just had that the other day.
Well, I did not know Arcadia Ales was in Kalamazoo.
Rob, you now get to pick a number 1 through 5, but not 3.
1.
This is why we can't have nice things. I'm going to have more of this, though.
What's that you drinking?
The Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. It is good.
It's almost like I should have known this because my brother bought this stuff.
Clear glass? Who's got a clear glass?
This is actually the one I was really looking forward to Rob drinking, but now that he's ill, he's not going to get the full awesomeness of it.
All right.
So you smell this and tell me how many.
I like how Matt's getting us drunk. Look at all the fucking cups I have here.
This is not a Michigan beer. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out one there.
No,
for
it's not.
So. Rob, you can't smell, but how many guests do you think or questions would it take you to answer what this beer is?
5.
All right, Nick, can you be 5? And Rob, can you be expeditious in your 5 this time, please?
Dude, I'm trying.
Nick, with the smell, let's do this. I think you're not supposed to drink before
he's
you.
Fine.
I'm gonna go with 4 questions.
Name that shit. I don't care.
You asshole. You're supposed to be the better man than me.
All right, Nick, you have 4 questions, please.
I'm sick by default.
I don't
I can't
give a
be
shit. You're the...
4 questions.
4 questions, Nicholas.
Begin.
All right, you already said that this is not a Michigan
this
beer.
This is not by any means a Michigan
I've
beer.
I've already no. saw the bottle. It's clear.
It's yep. a clear bottle.
Oh, man. Can you tell me what region of the country it's in?
It's in or it's brewed in.
Bruden.
I'm going to go with All Over America, you fucker. Uno más. Por favor.
Oh, this is too funny.
So this is, are you saying that this is a cerveza? Is that what you're saying?
Is that your question?
No habla español.
Sure, why not?
This could be considered a cerveza.
Okay.
Considering cerveza is just Spanish for beer, doesn't that just mean that any beer could be a cerveza?
It does.
I think he was implying the fact that it's probably some type of...
Mexican, Spanish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Inspired beer?
We drink the Mexican beer, we live on Mexican food.
Is this Tecate?
Ken, the bottle is beneath you.
Well, he might have a what do you call it?
That's a question. So no, the answer is not Tecate.
He might have a phone a friend.
Can I phone a friend?
You may phone a friend.
Ken?
Me? Okay.
Ring ring.
A ring ring.
This is just advice. Hello. This is not what is the beer.
All right, so this
what does
is,
it taste like? Give us some.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I've had it. It's terrible. Like, I'm drinking it just to drink it.
Fuck.
Like, I think everything tastes the same right now.
Everything is weird
Nicholas,
as hell for me.
Nicholas, I know what this is, but I can't tell you what it is. So yep. This is your hint.
Okay.
While it may be a beer, the key selling point of this drink is tequila.
That is a very good clue.
The key selling point.
Rob, do you have any thoughts?
Is tequila.
That's three. So, Nick, you have one more question.
Tequila. Fuck.
Robert.
Dude, I gave thoughts. You probably the best hit.
You could.
Oh, hold on. Let me see.
All right, hold on.
No, it says that exact word on this bottle.
Tequila?
Tequila.
Tequila.
Na 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 na.
Did you see me doing this?
What? I didn't think about it, but yeah.
Oh,
Rob, are you beginning to formulate a clue on your
fuck, man? It's probably something so stupid obvious too.
Yes, it is.
Tequila in the beer. What the fuck? Like it's in the name?
No,
it's not in the name.
That is your fourth question.
The selling point is that there's tequila.
And I have a feeling that Rob has the right answer based on what I saw him write down. So 2 points are on the way for Rob unless you block it by getting the right answer.
No, fuck, man. Negro Modelo. I don't know.
Negro Modelo.
Occulto.
Occulto.
Which Rob has written down.
The moment he said tequila, because I've never had this shit before, but that is... That
is it terrible, Rob?
What, for me, I am apparently have such a weird ass.
Let's see that again.
I have such a weird head cold that this tastes like a cider to me right now.
Blue agave infused Occulto blended with beer, aged on tequila barrel staves.
All right, Nick, it's back to you and your. We have 2, 4, and 5 for you
we'll
to pick
go
from.
4.
Oof.
We're gonna put that back over here. That's what I think of that. Who makes this?
Budweiser.
Fuck you, Budweiser.
That's their Corona.
Wow.
I'll stick with Corona.
Stick with the Corona.
I'll stick with the Corona.
Nick, this is your number. Sorry, so when you
oh God, what the fuck is this? Can you smell that one?
I don't even know why I'm trying right now.
Hey, you're winning right now.
Oh God. I'll say 5 questions.
All right, Rob.
I don't fucking know.
Name it.
You're a piece of shit. Just because you can't smell doesn't mean you gotta stick me with the damn beer every time.
I know, but you know, I just did.
All right,
so.
You've got a Michigan beer in front of you. So.
Sparkle hosting son of a bitch.
You've got a Michigan beer ahead of you, so go ahead. I mean, it can't be that bad, can it? Taste it. Tell us what you think. Ken, what do you think about this beer? You know exactly what it is already, don't you?
How the hell is this a Michigan beer?
Because I bought it and it said Michigan on it.
We'll start with the region. East, West, or UP?
West.
West, okay. Let's look at this again. This looks like a...
What color is it, Nick?
Is it an amber? It looks like an amber.
What does it smell like, Nick?
Does it smell like a beer?
It smells like beer.
It looks like a beer. It look like a beer.
Does it look like a bitch, Nick?
Does it look like a I don't know how many times.
Is this brewed in Grand Rapids?
It is not brewed in Grand Rapids.
All right. It's on the west, but not in Grand
Rapids. Would you say no to that one as well, Ken?
I'm giving you. We're gonna start off while Nick is formulating his next question.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, you fucker!
Damn, he does know it.
Damn you! Hate you.
You are incorrect, Ken.
Okay, it's the other one then.
Fuck, dude.
What color is it, Nick?
It's
yes. Yeah. Ken has it.
Looks like an amber to me.
Okay. Well. Would you like to ask me a question about that?
I don't know what question to ask if it's an...
Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Would you like to phone a friend again?
No, you can't. He gets one phone a friend.
They should get a phone a friend for each.
Okay, fine.
Not just one.
Fine.
All right, Ken, what you got for me this time?
All right.
It's on the
brewery in the... Oh, my God.
Dick.
This is what happens when I don't show up.
Yep.
The brewery for this beer was discussed earlier with Pauline for a new CEO.
Oh, that is way too much.
Wow, that's way too much. That's a lot.
Are you kidding me? I just said a beer was with tequila.
Fair enough.
I didn't even know a Colto.
There's 100 beers that there could be in this.
Is this Bell's Amber?
This is Bell's Amber.
Hey! All right.
2 points for Nick. It is 2-2.
I mean, the moment you just kept going on about what color is it? What color is it?
I'm like, all right, it's got to be an amber.
Rob, you have a 2 and a 5.
5.
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You know, the worst thing about this is I don't know what
somebody actually used that in a beat.
As
for
Matt,
an R&B
really
song.
Quickly, as Matt's pouring the next one,
isn't that like Boys to Men? One is like a dream come
Brian
true.
Brian McKnight.
So back
really,
at one.
Really quickly, as Matt's pouring the next beer for Rob, we poured Fruitwood out from Founders.
Yes, we did.
What'd you guys think?
Terrible. I'm sorry. Terrible.
It was better when I wasn't sick.
It wasn't terrible.
I like it.
The only reason I don't like it is because it tastes like red wine to me. So
it looks like red. Yeah, I don't know.
Had it not been for, I know what this is by the color of it. Yeah. But you guys have Rob. How many?
Talk about that one later because I want to mention one of Rob's.
How many?
You're gonna want to ask a question or two before I get a note on this one.
Oh, we drinking Tanqueray here.
If Tanqueray is just in a bottle, what the hell?
I know, man. We're drinking some gin up in this piece, man.
All right, that's racist.
gin and juice.
It tastes skunky, too. That might be out of date.
Ah, fuck.
But you know what? That makes it just more fun.
Yes.
By the way, I hit the bell when it was Bell's. Look at Ken's face. That should be a clue.
Yeah, I know. I can name this beer in 4 questions.
You know what? I want you to fucking guess it. You name that beer.
Okay. I'm going to give it a shot.
Stick me twice. Stick you twice.
Pause.
Again, this isn't... just a reminder, this is a Michigan beer.
This is a Michigan beer.
I got to try it.
All right.
This fruit would suck, man.
This is a Michigan beer. All right. Well, we'll start with the obvious. Oh. East, west, or UP?
I'm not a fan.
It is east of 23.
East of 23.
Of US 23.
Yeah, which I consider the...
Okay.
Okay, it's not from the west side of the state. How about that?
It's in the middle. You're screwed.
Not necessarily. There aren't that many beers right up the middle.
Is it from Dark Horse?
It is not from Dark Horse.
I haven't even sipped this yet. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Is it an IPA?
It is an IPA. That is your third question.
Yeah, I know.
That was the dumbest question you've probably ever asked.
Because, you know what? I'm just like, I felt like wasting one. I felt like that guy who wants to be a millionaire using his phone as friend to tell his mom he won $1 million.
His dad?
Except, you know, I'm not really, you know, calling my shot. I just felt like throwing something out there just because I didn't care.
Nick, are you writing down what you think this beer is?
Do not throw away your shot.
Yeah.
Not yet, but I think I might know.
Rob, you have an IPA from the east side of Michigan in your face, and it's a bottle, so it's obviously not Norm's.
It's tough to like throw a phone a friend to somebody who hates IPAs.
Yes, that is. Well, he could always give you something.
Trust me, I knew what it was. I'm actually really good at this game, and I should have played.
I will throw it to you then.
All right,
what do you got for me?
So, for a hint for this one. I got it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. I don't want to get. I'm trying to think because you've like if I give you this specific hint, you're going to name the beer. Like there's no question about it. So I'm going to tell you that it is not in the Quad County area, Washtenaw, which I think that's where Ann Arbor is, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
And Livingston,
Wayne, Macomb, Oakland. It's not in those four.
It's
counties.
Not in Metro Detroit.
Oh, it's not Metro Detroit at all.
Can I give him half of a clue?
You can give him half of a clue. It's your game.
This beer would go great with fried chicken, and that's not an issue thing. What
the fuck are you trying to say?
Well, you'll get it when I see.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, man, if you guys... I'm laughing so hard because I know the answer.
Like, motherfucker.
This has nothing to do with your race, man.
Here you go. Oh, buddy.
Nick, do you have a guess yet? Do you have a thought?
I think he has.
Have you scribbled something down?
I did.
Hold on, let me see, Nick.
Don't tell him one way or the other.
I'm not going to tell him anything.
Rob, I need a guess from you.
Show me potato salad.
Show me potato salad.
I got some of this.
We got one more beer in 9 minutes, so we're going to need a guess.
Shit.
I got a bottle of this at home. If it is what it is.
I got nothing.
Name a beer. Name any beer that comes in a bottle.
Well, I mean, I was initially going.
KBS.
My thought was going KBS. With Dark Horse Crooked Tree, but then you said it wasn't Dark Horse, so it just threw that away. So, all right, other than that, I got nothing.
All right, the answer is Frankenmuth, batch 69.
Uh-oh.
Fried chicken, Frankenmuth, Zenders.
What'd you have? Frankenmuth, batch 69. We have a steal on Nick Paglia.
Dude, I don't go to Frankenmuth ever.
But Frankenmuth Beer Company.
I've never had anything from Frankenmuth Beer Company. I've never had fried chicken in Frankenmuth either.
But Frankenmuth's known for its roasted chicken.
Yeah, it's like, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
We'll go to Zenders.
Yeah.
All right, so the last one, this one's going to be fun.
Oh, shit.
It's Four Loko. It's the only one in a can.
In a bottle?
In a Four Loko bottle.
Dude, that'd be fucking crazy.
Ugh.
All right. Whose turn is this one? Is this Nick's?
This is Rob's.
Rob starts it.
Wait, no, because I started the last one, and he called me to do it.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay,
fine. Nick, you can start this thing. Right. Put your nose hole in it. Give me some thoughts.
I can't even smell it.
Again,
anything.
Not sure why I'm trying.
Five questions.
You know me. Do that shit.
You son of a bitch.
You both still have your punt available.
Yeah, you know what?
You do know I will do it right back, right?
I guess it doesn't matter, I guess. Shit.
I mean, if you would like to officially get rid of the punt.
Yeah, all right. You know, just to make things interesting, in the 7 minutes we have left, I'll punt it, and then you will.
Well, I'll actually, now that it's in my card, I'll drink it first, and then I'll punt it back.
I mean, whatever, you can ask questions, and whatever's left, you can punt back to Nick. I mean, you have five questions to ask, so if you want to ask four questions and punt it back to Nick, if you still have no idea, you can do that. And then he just gets one question left.
That feels like something you should have told us beforehand. Nope. Because now that seems really unfair that I could ask four completely bullshit questions, punt it back, and leave him with one question.
You need 2 points to make up, though, so you need to either get this or...
In the institute of, gamemanship, I will just punt it back and let him ask the five questions.
God damn it.
And make it expeditious.
You get more fun making me guess, do you?
I do.
You son of a bitch. All right, we're going to kick it off with the normal question. East, West, or UP?
East.
East. East of 23?
East of 20. Well, is that your second question?
No, that's no. that's your.
That was yeah, your, that you was threw your that clarifying.
Yeah. Your east west.
It's east. It's east and east of 23.
East of 23. Okay.
That's M23.
East.
M23. Or US 23, I believe.
US.
Did this not come on your periphery, Ken?
No, not at all. That was not.
It almost looks similar to the amber, almost. It's not, obviously not that.
Speaking of brewing beer, you know who brews beer?
Great beer, by the way.
Great beer. North Huge. Center Brewing over in Northville, Michigan.
Yeah, they do.
Check them out on North Center Road, just south of the baseline in Northville, Michigan. Go say hi to all the great people over there. Just don't go on a Wednesday night. Terrible trivia night. Ugh, garbage.
And you know what? They probably know what this beer is. They're probably better at Nick than this.
Shout out to Antonio, who just had his 100th show there.
Are they in the Tri-County
area? They are in the Tri-County area.
Okay.
It's number two.
All right. Fuck.
If you could name the brewery here, you lock up the game.
Well, that's a pretty good. You can start guessing breweries.
Oakland County. Are they in Oakland County?
They are not in Oakland County.
All right.
That was a bad question. That was like a really bad question.
Two left. Two left.
You said Tri-County.
Yeah, like so, in the world of bad questions, asking if they were in Oakland County was a bad idea.
There's a lot of breweries in Oakland County.
That bottle?
All right, we have 5 minutes, Nick. The people, if they haven't logged
we
off
have four
already.
4 minutes.
Fuck, man.
Oh, Nicholas.
Niklaus.
This is like the worst game that I should be playing.
Tick, tick, I love this
tick,
game.
Tick, 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 tick.
That's the
tick,
only
tick.
One I wouldn't have gotten.
I just drink the beer on this show. I don't know anything about this shit.
We all just drink the beer on this show.
You guys
show.
Know more than I do.
Name that beer. Name that
Nicholas.
Beer. Yes. What?
We need a question.
One more question.
At least. If you know it's not in Oakland County, but in one of the tri-counties, go ahead.
Fuck, man.
Gee, why is it so difficult for him?
I don't know.
You now have a bi-county area.
I know.
And you have two questions left.
Hurry up. Name another county.
Name one two more. Out of two
is
counties.
It, right,
one
fine,
more question.
Is it in Wayne County?
It is in Wayne County.
All right. Okay.
One more question. That was your question. You can phone a friend now if you
all
want
right, phone
to.
Phone a friend.
It's almost in Canada.
Oh, there you go. That's a
it's
good.
Almost in
yeah, but
Canada.
That's just like.
I mean.
Giving it to him at this point because yeah. I'm trying to get end the game before the next week.
Nicholas.
Is this... man. I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Is this a Detroit Beer Company beer?
DBC knows.
What?
It's not Detroit Beer Company.
Damn.
All right, Rob, with all the questions, the answers we just gave Nick, can you give us a guess?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, it's in Wayne County.
It's almost Canada.
It's almost Canada. So the brewery that is closest to Canada, I believe, would be Atwater.
Okay. And can you give us... That is correct. This is an Atwater beer. Can you tell us which of the Atwater beers this is?
No.
Can you guess? All right.
Fuck
look
you and your games, Matt.
Look outside at the weather. This is a seasonal. What seasonal would be right now for Atwater?
Well, I guess it's still around Christmas.
So it's?
Christmas ale?
Wow. We end on a tie because I can't deal with the shit any longer.
Yes.
Yeah, Rob, high five.
I love it. Hell yeah, I'll take a tie.
You know, because
the wings can't do that
you
shit.
You tied a man who doesn't have a nasal sense.
The wings can't get a tie, yeah. So I'll take it.
I was going to say, speaking of wings, you did say he'd like a beer because of fried chicken.
Yeah, no, I didn't say he would like a beer because of fried chicken.
You said it would go with fried chicken.
And because it's... Anyone want to guess what the... Oh, well, yeah, you would obviously know what that beer is.
Yeah, you kind of didn't
Sierra
take
Nevada.
That one. At all.
Does it have glass in it?
Yeah, I know.
Did you check
the bottle
before?
You check the date on that shit?
What is actually?
It's the code M. M is the packaging code.
Oh, I just got this. Oh, packaged 11/29/16. So, no, it's not.
There's no letter?
I mean, I'm not looking that close, I guess. It's not. I mean, is it on the bottle even?
It's supposed to be.
I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be on the carrier, which this is out of the single section of that Kroger.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know what? I'm going to drink this. I'll report back to you. If I'm not here next week, we'll know why.
He'll throw it through a strainer before he drinks it.
Yeah.
Cheesecloth.
Cheesecloth.
Just like a little coffee, you know.
There you go.
Well, it's been a great episode, Kent. Thank you for coming and saving me.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't think I could have done this without you.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have.
I know.
Was he the wind beneath your wings?
He is the Anthony Munoz. See, number 70. Got that in between. He's the Anthony Munoz.
So that's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast. Nick, yeah. Rob, Matt, of course, Pauline from Fermenta/Shorts. We appreciate you coming on the show. We will see you next week, episode 71. And no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's better on draft.
Better on draft.
Have a good night.